Disc 4.
I said that Alfred did not understand jokes, but he loved that one, even though it was feeble as watered milk and stale as old cheese. But it was beloved of all who taught reading, and both Beorka and Alfred laughed as though the jest were fresh as dew at sunrise. The thorn, th, and the ash, sh, were two letters of our alphabet.
His thorns are prickly,
Alfred echoed, almost incoherent with laughter.
And his ashes spindly.
His bees don't buzz and his eyes... He stopped, suddenly embarrassed. He had been about to say, my eyes were crossed. Then he remembered Beorka, and he looked contrite.
My dear Beorka...
No offence, my lord, no offence. Beorka was still happy. As happy as when he was immersed in some tedious text about how St. Cuthbert baptised puffins or preached the gospel to the seals. He had tried to make me read that stuff, but I'd never got beyond the shortest words.
You are fortunate to have started your studies early,
Alfred said to me, recovering his seriousness. I was not given a chance to read until I was 12 years old. His tone suggested I should be shocked and surprised by this news, so I dutifully looked appalled.
That was grievously wrong of my father and stepmother, Alfred went on sternly. They should have started me much earlier.
Yet now you read as well as any scholar, my lord, Beorka said.
I do try,
Alfred said modestly, but he was plainly delighted with the compliment. And in Latin too, Beorka said, and his Latin is much better than mine.
I think that's true, Alfred said, giving the priest a smile.
And he writes a clear hand, Beorka told me. Such a clear, fine hand.
As must you, Alfred told me firmly. To which end, young Uhtred, we shall indeed offer to ransom you. And if God helps us in that endeavour, then you shall serve my household. And the first thing you will do is become a master of reading and writing. You'll like that.
I will, Lord, I said, meaning it to sound as a question, though it came out as dull agreement.
You will learn to read well, Alfred promised me, and learn to pray well, and learn to be a good, honest Christian, and when you are of age, you can decide what to be.
I will want to serve you, Lord, I lied, thinking that he was a pale, boring, priest-ridden weakling.
That is commendable, he said. And how will you serve me, do you think?
As a soldier, Lord, to fight the Danes.
If God wishes it, he said,
evidently disappointed in my answer.
And God knows we shall need soldiers, though I pray daily that the Danes will come to a knowledge of Christ and so discover their sins and be led to end their wicked ways. Prayer is the answer, he said vehemently. Prayer and fasting and obedience. And if God answers our prayers, Uhtred, then we shall need no soldiers. But a kingdom always has need of good priests. I wanted that office for myself, but God disposed otherwise. There is no higher calling than the priestly service. I might be a prince, but in God's eyes I am a worm, while Beorka is a jewel beyond price.